The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. But speaking of stars, we are going to have the go-to guy for exploring the stars, Dr. Sky, join me in just 2 minutes. So if you have any questions about the eclipse, the aftermath of the eclipse, or anything that's happening in space or involving the stars right now, give us a call and we will answer your questions throughout this hour. When I say we will answer your questions, I mean Dr. Sky will answer your questions. 800-848-WABC. There's one story I just wanted to mention, but I didn't have much to add to it. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie apparently told the No Labels folks, remember the group that raised between $60 and $80 million and then got on the ballot in 21 states and then decided that they're not going to run a presidential candidate? Apparently, Christie indicated to No Labels that he would run on their ticket against Trump and Biden if the group could find a Democrat to be his vice president. And according to the group, they couldn't find a Democratic candidate to be his vice presidential running mate. And I think this is interesting because, one, I don't know what Chris Christie's base of support is. I'm not sure who really would have supported him in a general election. I mean, maybe there are some never Trump Republicans that he would have appealed to in a general. I think his base of support is anemic. But this is completely at odds with everything that Chris Christie had said during the presidential campaign. Before he was a candidate, while he was a candidate, and in the aftermath of his candidacy, he was saying that he would not run as a third party candidate or as the No Labels candidate because it was a wasted vote and all sorts of other things that you typically hear of third parties. If this No Labels recantation of events is true, and I have no reason to think that it's not, to me, this goes to show you exactly how dishonest Chris Christie is. While he was telling the public that he had no interest in running as a third party candidate, he was telling No Labels, yeah, I'll be your candidate if you could find me a Democratic running mate. Think of what the country missed out on by not having a Chris Christie to vote for in the general election. Sheesh.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WABC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, there is one surefire way to make money in this city. There is another surefire way if you are a business owner in the city to avoid fines and burdensome regulation and do things like follow the law. That is to be friends with Mayor Eric Adams or one of his cronies. First, we're seeing that Mayor Eric Adams, who has raised about $733,000 for his legal defense fund, oh, gee, I wonder who's donating to that legal defense fund and how many of folks that are donating have business with the city. He's hired his old buddy and campaign contributor, Bo Deedle, to vet the donors. If there's anybody that cries out for being ethical and honest, it's Bo Deedle. And yet, that's who the mayor has hired with money from the Legal Defense Fund to hire to vet the donors. I won't hold my breath on Bo finding a lot of these folks shouldn't be donating. And then there's the story of Con Sofrito, a Bronx nightclub and restaurant that has been frequented by a lot of New York politicians, including the mayor, and it has not torn down an illegal party room on its premises, even though it was supposed to do so more than 6 weeks ago, under a court settlement that also requires it to shutter for good this summer. Do you recall who owns Con Sofrito? Con Sofrito is owned
by Richard Caban, an ex-NYPD lieutenant and the brother of Police Commissioner Edward Caban. It's been a mainstay for various elected officials since opening in 2020, not only including the mayor, but Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson, Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty, and State Attorney General Letitia James. And of course, many key members of the NYPD brass, like Commissioner Caban. The mayor had celebrated his 63rd birthday there in September. Why haven't they torn down this illegal room? To me, this is just blatantly thumbing your nose at the rules that everybody else in this city has to follow. It's clear, once again, there's one set of rules for the mayor and his buddies, and then there's another set of rules for the rest of us.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
I know there are a lot of people listening to this program right now that would love to find a way to get out of jury duty. Well, if you are a New Jerseyan, there may soon be a new way for you to get out of jury duty. Become a breastfeeding mother. Oh, yes. The New Jersey legislature could soon pass a new law and give final approval to a measure exempting nursing mothers from jury duty for 1 year. Assemblyman Reginald Atkins, one of the prime sponsors of this legislation in the lower house, said it's a matter of common sense and the state Senate has already approved the bill. He said the bill is a step towards creating a supportive and inclusive environment for nursing mothers so they can focus on their baby's health. You know, I haven't looked at the particulars of this legislation, but what I would say, I mean, the current status quo in New Jersey makes no sense, where breastfeeding is not allowed in a jury setting. What are you supposed to do if you're a breastfeeding mom? Not get an exemption and not being able to breastfeed? You have a situation where you've had mothers whose breasts become engorged as a result of just having had a baby, and literally there's nowhere for them to go. If you're going to mandate breastfeeding moms to serve as jurors, you have to at least allow them to breastfeed while they're on the jury. But that becomes a very difficult thing to do as a matter of practicality. So I think this bill is probably a good idea. There are already a number of states, California, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Oregon, and Nebraska, that allow nursing mothers to postpone jury duty until they're no longer breastfeeding. And in other states like Illinois, Oklahoma, and Virginia, they permit nursing moms to postpone jury duty upon request. I think this is appropriate because under the current state law, breastfeeding in public is allowed, but the law would not cover the jury setting because a baby could disrupt a court proceeding. I guess you can't have a screaming child with you in the jury box. So I also recognize that a mother's scheduling demands can change, and following the schedule of a jury and the rules of a jury can be challenging. So I think I'm all for this. And I agree with the sponsors that it's probably a common sense solution to something a lot of other states have already figured out. But when you're done nursing, you should absolutely have to go back and serve jury duty.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
The other day, I played some audio of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Actually, the show is called Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And I played some clips of her remarks about Biden and the Middle East and so forth. And it was a pretty standard appearance for a politician. Well, the New York Post is reporting that the Democratic primary challenger to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is now writing a letter to CBS demanding equal time. Candidate Martin Dolan, who's squaring off against the congresswoman in the June 25th primary for the 14th congressional district encompassing Queens and the Bronx, accused CBS of giving the incumbent free airtime to promote her reelection bid. I think he's right. If you look at what he told the New York Post, he's pretty explicit. CBS just gave $300,000 in free airtime to AOC. We want equal time. give us a fair fight. And he claimed under the Federal Communication Commission rules covering broadcast networks, he's entitled to equal airtime. And again, I think he's right here as well. My reading of Section 315A of the FCC rules is that broadcast stations that allow candidates to use their facilities give equal opportunities to other candidates. There are exceptions for news, but not for entertainment shows. And look, this is supposed to be a comedy show. I recognize they delve into news, but it's an entertainment show. And if she gets to go on there and get this free ad, I don't see any reason why Martin Dolan should not be entitled to free airtime as well. During the more than 10-minute interview, Colbert joked with AOC, "Yeah, you know me," about the eclipse and her interest in becoming a scientist as a student. He then gave her time to explain her positions, including calling Israel's retaliatory response in Gaza a genocide, and discuss her thoughts on Democrats who voted blank or uncommitted in the primary in protest of President Biden's response. The Congresswoman also claimed credit for Biden's move to cancel student loan debt. I don't see how CBS has any leg to stand on here, and I hope they don't try to string this out until after the primary is already over, because the law is very clear. Martin Dolan is entitled to equal time.
Beam me up!
To be continued.